But at the end of the day, you have to build a business, a brand, a culture from the inside out. And it's got to be strong. And that's what we're doing.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Good Stories. I am back with our co-founder and CEO, Claudia Goldfarb, and my mother. So we're changing up the format a little bit, which is exciting because I somehow got to have my mother on more frequently. We're going to start having conversations with her, hopefully at least once a month, hopefully twice a month. As often as I can get her, and then we'll have on a special guest once a month. So there should be about 3 episodes to at least each month. So, boom, I'm excited. Claudia, you are back. Thank you for your time.
Oh no.
It's so funny. She and I were just trying to put on makeup and get ready, and we were like, what is this? I was putting eyeshadow on my face as blush, and she was like, that's not, she's like, I don't know how to put on makeup, but I know that's not right. And so I just love that about us. You know, we're businesswomen, and this is so not our forte, but I'm really proud of you for wanting to be on camera and on the mic.
I think, you know, that was an interesting, I don't know, evolvement or evolution. Like, I really like being behind the scenes. I love being in manufacturing. I love being behind the computer.
The puppeteer. Orchestrating everything from behind.
And I'm not very comfortable in being, you know, in social camera type situations. As Lexi was saying, hair, makeup, not our thing. It just wasn't something that was important to us, you know, as you guys grew up or as I grew up. And so there's some fear there and there's some insecurity and there's some, I'm not good enough or vivacious enough or all of those things. And, you know, it took Lexi putting Good Stories together to really make me want to challenge myself and face those insecurities and those fears. And I realized that throughout business, throughout life, you know, whether you're male, female, or, you know, whatever you are, everyone has fears. Everyone has insecurities. Everyone has a lack of confidence. And the one thing that I hope Good Stories do, and that So Good overall does, is really empower people and help them take control of their nutrition if it's so good, and through Good Stories, to hear about all the people that are just pioneering and passionate and pushing beyond their boundaries and their fears. And I think that's really exciting.
We have a lot of updates.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's been kind of a hectic time. I don't even remember when we've last given the people an update.
It was during Kahi.
Oh, was that the last one? Yeah. That was the last one. We were like, it's been crazy. It's like a 6 p.m. on a Friday and we really don't want to be here, but we owe the people an explanation for what's been going on. And we're kind of at that point too. Listen, I know content has not been frequent, and that's something that I get jealous of with other brands that I'm really seeing blowing up, especially my peers who are really young and so in the space. Sadly, I just missed the TikTok trend, so I'm not super savvy in that, but we've been trying to make content that's more personal and brings you into the life of So Good, and I wish that every day we could whip out more stuff, but it takes time, and we have so much going on, and I'm both sales and branding, so I kind of straddled two opposite sides of the business, so I'm sorry, guys. But that's why I'm so happy to have these moments where we can just take 15, 20 minutes to catch up with you guys. And
so I'm going to interrupt here because
interrupt.
I feel like a lot of you maybe don't know Lexi. And I will say that, you know, when I say she's my inspiration, she's my motivation, that she has helped shape me in so many ways, those aren't words. She really has. Lexi graduated from Georgetown University with a degree in neurobiology. And she studied neurobiology because her grandfather suffered from dementia and ended up passing away from it. And she wanted to make a difference. She wanted to help find cures or educate people. And so that's why she went into neurobiology. She realized, you know, probably her sophomore, junior year, that the lab environment wasn't for her, but she loved the science. And so, you know, through a lot of conversations with me and Ira, we said, okay, you know what, finish. Why don't you go intern at a law office? Because, you know, maybe you get your law degree, maybe you get an
MBA. She really wanted me to be a lawyer.
I really, she's just
really
a natural attorney.
She wanted me.
And so Lexi went to New York, interned for a top law office with no background in law, killed it. They loved her. They offered her a position as soon as she graduated college. She worked through her senior year. And to this day, they still keep in touch with her. They would welcome her back with open arms because of her passion for knowledge and her work ethic and just all these amazing things she brings to a company. And then we start building So Good, and she just really finds her passion here. So she has no background in branding or in sales or in social media or in TikTok. She has a passion, work ethic, and a thirst for knowledge. So all of this is because of that. And you have to take a minute and just applaud yourself for diving into the deep end of a space you don't know, you don't understand, and just killing it through hard work and passion.
That's really nice.
It's also true.
I think the plight of founders and people who are just deep in the startup space, just nothing's ever enough. And I think that's just a tough thing that we've all faced. Like, every single success is also just another hidden challenge, because finally, you know, we're making these big retail launches. That's what I've worked for my entire time here. Okay, great. So that should be like a huge pat on the back, happy moment for me. But then it's like, now we're going to be on shelf. Now we need to get off. Now we need to have people be aware of who we are. Now we need to educate people on what freeze-dried is. So when they look at our packaging, they're not like, oh, what is that? And then just like keep walking. There are just so many challenges now that just keep me up and give me so much stress. And I am really taking time to learn from other people's stories and get in touch with other founders. If you're another founder listening, I would love to be in touch. But there's just so much that goes into starting a company, starting a brand that I did not understand coming into this. So that's part of what we can talk about. It's just, there's just so much, and it's really hard to take time to be proud of something, because right around the corner, there's another level that you need to go up.
Oof. I'm going to chastise you publicly.
Chastise me, but you know I'm right.
So I think there's two things. You're right. And Lexi and I used to have a lot of conversations about balance. And moderation, and nothing's ever going to be enough. There's always more work to be done. There's always something else around the corner. But those are opportunities.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they're challenges, but they're also, think about how much you've learned, how much you've grown through every one of those challenges. That just raised your bar one more notch. It raised your knowledge one more, you know, notch. And, you know, if you look back at what you've accomplished in this year,
mm-hmm.
it's not only enough, it has added such a wealth of just passion to our company. And you have to celebrate the wins, because if you don't celebrate the wins, however small, however large, then you're going to burn out. Then why are you doing it? If you're not going to take a moment and say, wow, I created that. I launched that account. You know what? Half of them might crash and burn, but you did it. You put yourself on the line. You accomplished a goal, and maybe it's not going to go the way you want it to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're going to learn from that, and you won't make the same mistakes. You'll make other ones, but you're going to keep growing and evolving as you go. And I think that's the one thing that I would encourage everyone to do. There are days that are going to suck. There are days mm-hmm. that everything's going to go wrong. And then you wake up the next day. And, you know, through that night, you recap what went wrong. You try and learn from that. And you're not going to learn every time. You're going to repeat the same mistakes a few times. But that's life. That's business.
But the other side of business is the bottom line. And especially because we're public, we have a board. Mm-hmm. We have investors. And so that's great that I have so much personal growth and I'm learning so much. But like, who cares? What we care about is sales, and what we care about is
No. What we care about is all of it. It's all symbiotic, because you can have, and I've been there, we had tremendous sales. But what were the underpinnings of that growth? What was the culture in the building? What was the culture of the company? Right now, you're absolutely right. We're public and we're going to kill it. We're going to kill it on the sales side. There's going to be some missteps. There are going to be some slow starts. There's going to be certain retails where it just clicks, certain retails where, you know, it was not the right placement or not the right customer.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to build a business, a brand, a culture from the inside out. And it's got to be strong. Yeah. And that's what we're doing. And you have to take the time to build it right. Are days going slower than you want them to? Absolutely. Are there retailers not calling you back? Absolutely. But you're going to keep knocking on those doors till they say yes, because your foundation's strong.
This episode is just the pep talk that I needed. This is what, if the camera wasn't rolling, this is the exact conversation that'd be going. So you guys are all just witnessing Claudia bring me back to life. For those of you that missed it, and you didn't miss it because we just didn't say it, but last week was our board meeting. It was the very first one that I was able to attend, so I was proud of that. The board meeting was also my 1 year.
Really?
Yeah, my 1 year anniversary. So I think that moment was just a lot of reflection for me, and what are the accomplishments in the last year? What have been the roadblocks, and what do I want to accomplish in the next year? And I just came away from last week being like, there's more that I can do. There's more that I want to do and more to be done. But am I just going to be hard on myself and not enjoy until... Yeah, that's something that I've thought about. Like, at what point can you be excited? At what point can you be happy? We got into retail stores. I should be happy about that.
Sweetheart, that's up to you. I mean, the one thing I would encourage you to do is take joy in every day. Yeah. By the way, I thought I did a terrible job at our board meeting. There was a lot going on. And
it was our first in-person board meeting, too. Yeah. So all the board members came in.
And I don't feel like I was successful. And, you know, I had a horrible night just thinking about it and thinking about how poorly I did. I regrouped and I drafted some thoughts. I sent them out to the board. And Ira was really good about kind of putting me back into perspective. We need a larger facility because we're growing. And that will the next meeting. Our board approved our expansion. So we are now actively looking for
a building that's three times the size that will fit four times the number of freeze dryers we currently have.
We're growing.
Woo!
Woo!
And that's scary, and it's exciting. So even though I felt like I performed poorly and that I'm not utilizing all of the knowledge and resources at my disposal,
yeah.
we accomplished a huge goal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to celebrate that win, and I'm going to reflect on where I went wrong and where I didn't perform well. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Next time around, I'm going to perform better. And that's what So Good's all about. And with that, mwah, love you guys. Love you too. So don't beat yourself up too much.
Oh my God, we forgot the smoothies, but let's do a toast anyway.
To celebrating wins, no matter how big or small.
Celebrating Bye. Wins.